the most beautiful and most unique state university campuses in California. Its Spanish-style buildings surrounded by hills and Camarillo give it an almost resort-like feel. But the nearly two-decade-old Cal State Channel Islands campus has now often forgotten past. Some six decades ago, what was Lewis Ranch was purchased by the state for creation of a mental health facility, which would become known as Camarillo State Hospital. Evelyn Taylor is Cal State Channel Islands archivist. She and Mary Holt have written a new book about the hospital's history.
I had lived in Thousand Oaks forever, and I didn't have any idea about Camarillo State Hospital, but I think I'm in the minority. I find that so many of our students know about Camarillo State Hospital. It's interesting that when I'm in my travels in Los Angeles, for instance, if I mention, you know, that I work for the university, they immediately say, oh, that used to be the old hospital. And I'm always looking at them very surprised.
In the late 1920s and early 30s, the state's mental health facilities were swamped. Taylor says the Camarillo facility was badly needed.
The hospital started even before Camarillo Hospital was actually dedicated or that there were buildings. They would put them in the old Lewis Ranch farmhand quarters because they were so overcrowded, especially up north. They were desperately looking for places. It was a continual process, even though Camarillo, you know, was building as quickly as it could at the time. There was always a need for more and more space.
She says Ventura County and especially Camarillo embraced the facility, which officially opened in 1936.
Camarillo in particular was a unique place. It was always from the beginning a place that reached out to the community and the community reached back, and always with the intention of helping the patients. The community came forth with volunteers and taking patients on trips.
At its peak, Camarillo State Hospital covered 750 acres of land and housed more than 7,000 patients. For many of those who lived there, the staff became their families.
The patients' own families, they did not show up at all in many cases. The employees did become the extended family to the patients. And that is all they had, which is sad.
Mary Holt is co-author of the book, which is called Camarillo State Hospital.
This was a loving place for the patient. A lot of people think that, oh, let's go ghost hunting. It's a scary, dark place. I would like them to read this book and realize this was a loving place.
But the 1970s, advances in mental health care changed many of the approaches to treatment. There was more emphasis on trying to get people to the point where they could live in the community instead of in a hospital.
They were going to get them ready to go out into the real world and try to enable them and help them become productive citizens. They believed for most of the patients, there was another life outside of a hospital. And so their whole way, their approach of education and training and all and activities and all those different things completely took a turn.
Evelyn Taylor, the co-author of the book Camarillo State Hospital, says the hospital started going through a downsizing process with mental health facilities impacted by the state budget acts.
They were spending a lot of money on caring for the patients here. They could spend that money elsewhere. And so they kind of made the push to close the hospital.
The hospital closed in 1997, but even before it shut its doors, the idea of turning the site into a state university campus had been floated. Cal State Channel Islands was officially dedicated in 2002. Author Mary Holt says what gives the campus so much of its unique feel are the repurposed Spanish-style buildings on campus, which are much more unique than the generic office-style facilities found at many other state colleges.
When I walk the halls, I see it as I originally saw it, but somebody coming in, you know, it looks like, oh, yeah, it was built for students. The halls are wide. It's homey when you walk through it. I think it feels more comfortable. The architecture alone, it's not just straight halls. They actually have Spanish tiles, carvings, but wood on the ceilings.
The new 127-page book, Camarillo State Hospital, officially goes on sale today. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.